got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
We are, I guess, standing alongside each other as maybe not master chefs. you know.
This is a safe space. Yeah. The Tim and Jess Show, always a safe space. You can always call us 52232955. Today we're talking cooking disasters.
Yeah, Instagram influencer. And yes, Jess, I just did some research. They are an OnlyFanner. I don't know if that's the correct terminology, but they...
She can be spicy sometimes,
yeah,
Tim.
And her cooking wasn't spicy. It was very minty. She accidentally confused basil leaves with mint leaves and just threw a lot in a bolognese sauce with some gnocchi. And
it's not going to be an interesting meal.
I mean, it's one of those things where you go, oh, is it like that nice little kick in the bolognese?
No.
And again, I'll come on the front foot. I'm not a great chef. Good at being told what to do. But if you said, remember this recipe and do this, I'd put so many incorrect things in it. We've had a fair few people get in touch with the show. Morgan's given us a call. Morgan, tell us about your cooking disaster.
Hi, guys. It wasn't actually my cooking disaster. When I was a kid, my mum... We were at my granddad's for Christmas and he had labelled the salt and the sugar incorrectly. So mum made custard for the whole family using salt.
Yum, yum, yum.
I mean, it is like this consistency. The consistency is close enough.
So did no one notice until you went to take the first bite, Morgan?
Yeah.
Can you describe You go, mate.
I was like six, so I didn't actually eat it. But it was on like the Christmas pudding, and everyone had like chipped it on their Christmas pudding. And yeah,
oh, no.
Needless to say, we don't do custard for Christmas anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all right. Thanks for that,
yep,
Morgan.
Don't go to Morgan's mum's house for dessert.
Ingrid, you've called up to dob on your husband for a cooking disaster. Is that right?
Yeah, this is right. So probably about, it was a long time ago now when we were first dating, he was making a casserole and I sent him through the recipe and I drove around to, I went around to his house and he had made this casserole and I walked in the house and I thought, my God, what is that smell? And then I said, what did you do to the casserole? It just smells really garlicky. He goes, oh, no, I just put in two cloves of garlic. Going, two cloves of garlic, show me what a clove of garlic is. And then I went into the kitchen and he goes, yeah, here's a clove of garlic. And it wasn't a clove of garlic, it was the whole ball, the whole bowl of garlic. So I said, a clove of garlic is just one little segment of that whole thing. You've put two of whole big bowls.
Honestly?
You've stunk the whole house down.
It's stained the timber. honestly, I think that's fine. I think the more garlic, the better.
To 20 of them?
Yeah.
That would be equivalent probably of about 40 cloves of garlic. But we still ate it anyway.
Yeah. Come and give me a kiss after that one. That'd be nice.
No vampires coming to Ingrid's house.
Debbie in Torquay, finish us off here. What was your cooking
disaster? This is a self-nomination, Debbie?
Oh, it totally is. I'm throwing myself completely under the bus. Just as a FYI, I don't drink coffee. I was about 9 or 10 and I decided I was going to make a coffee cake. Anyway, the ingredients put it all together and I went, oh, okay, it's a bit dry. And it said 2 cups of coffee, so I quite literally put in 2 cups of instant coffee.
Is that so? I'm vibing.
Instead
of your
making
reaction,
a
Jess,
cup of coffee... You've put in
used 2 cups of coffee.
Just imagine how gritty that cake would be.
I think I figured it out when I tried to put it in the pan. I went, well, this is just not right.
Yeah. I like to imagine you took a bite, had a cough, and it's like cinnamon flying out. Yeah. dust and remnants flying everywhere. You know what, Debbie, because you called and self-nominated, we're going to give you a KFC giant feast voucher.
Awesome.
That is, self-nomination always goes a long way. They now have hot and crispy boneless. It's new and delicious. They don't make coffee, so they're perfect for you, mate.
Perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
All right. Well, I don't even drink coffee and that makes me feel sick.
Yeah.
She's had more coffee in one piece of cake than I've had in 29 years of my life.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, we love a world record on this show. You and I don't currently hold a world record, but would love to someday.
Just not in even for anything super impressive. And I'm sure if you're listening, you always want to break the world record, but it's something like eating the most chocolate biggies in the space of 20 minutes. Like, you know, something fun. I've tried to, out of principle, break the burpee world record.
Yeah.
I think it's like 880. I got like...
in an hour.
I got high 300s, high 400s and fell apart. But then,
I
like,
mean, if you can count all of them as burpees.
Oh, how many did you do?
None.
Donuts. So keep the lips sealed.
I mean, how many did you do? Not more than that. So this
get
bloke
out,
in
give me 180 right now. No, all
this
right.
Bloke in California has beat the world record for the fastest time to ingest 10 of the hottest peppers in the world, the California Reaper.
Don't.
I don't know how much are you into the Scoville scale?
I wouldn't say I keep my weekend peeled onto it.
So, like, the Scoville scale is how hot a pepper is, right? So a jalapeno, which we've all probably eaten before, it's between 2,000 and 8,000 Scoville heat units.
Sure.
The California Reaper is about 1,600,041 Scoville heat units. So he's a hot boy.
That's a good way to describe it.
So this bloke downed 10 of these California Reapers. How quickly do you think he did 10 of them?
Like fully consumed?
Fully consumed, swallowed.
How big are they?
They're like about a couple of centimetres.
Hypothetically, if it's the length of like a grey lead pencil, you could really smash it out very quickly, and then it's just the consequences afterwards.
And this is what he said, so...
like 30 seconds you could almost get it done by just chewing.
Tim, you're not wrong. 33.15 seconds is how quickly he downed 10 California Reapers. He said that it's actually not too bad. Like, the first 30 seconds of eating one of these chilies, you don't feel the heat.
Yeah.
It's about 30 seconds in when they all start smacking you in the face. And he did it in 30 seconds. So as soon as he'd finished, boom, all just hit him all at once.
And then he had the worst 23 hours, 59 minutes and 27 seconds after that. Now, you and I, we've been mates for coming up on 7 years.
Yeah.
I've done a spicy pizza challenge with you by my side as a support network.
I did a spicy chicken wing eating competition with you by my side.
The one I had was, what was it called, like the Megadeth pizza? It's something ridiculous. And it was in the tens of thousands of Scoville, so nowhere near this. It was so spicy that it's ruined spice for me
since
then.
You were crying.
I'm crying out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop salivating. I just had drool coming and coming. It was just, I don't know why you would do that to yourself. And
for
because
me,
it's
the stomach ache afterwards. Like, you fully get a full stomach ache. Like, imagine the stomach ache this man has from 10 chilies in 30 seconds. No thanks.
I tell you what, they're looking for quicker ways to get to Mars. 10 Carolina Reaper chilies, that'll send something out your rear end like a rocket ship. You'll get there. Elon Musk should get this bloke on his team because that will send you to space. That is foul. Get a hobby. Get a new hobby.
This is his hobby.
Yeah. All right. Nah. I can. My
and
ring,
anyway, I've got three of them here where you're right.
My ring is stinging just thinking about this bloke. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
I'm going to say a name that we haven't heard of in a while. Remember Tony Abbott?
Oh, yeah.
Prime
What's
Minister.
He up to?
Tony Abbott is...
he doesn't hold a seat anymore, does he?
I don't think so. I think he lost his seat. It's in the...
in the last election.
In Manly, I believe, in northern New South, in northern Sydney. Tony Abbott, I'm just going to get straight into this because I find it fascinating. Tony Abbott wants high school leavers to undergo compulsory national service. So if you
what?
Go, all right, you know what? School's not for me. They go, all right, Jess, you know what? You know the consequences. Air Force, Navy, or the Army.
So wait, if you drop out of school or if you don't go to university?
No, school leavers. So this is people that want to leave high school before finishing.
Right.
full on. Imagine you at 17, Jess. And you go, you know what? This school thing isn't for me. I want to go into journalism now.
Right.
And they go, well, Jess, come on. You know the system. If you drop out of school, you got to do 6 to 12 months in one of the defense forces. Which one are you going to pick? I would ask you. All right. Hypothetically, what one would you be doing? Because Tony Abbott, former prime minister, thinks it should be compulsory.
Well,
and that seems very Vietnam War for me.
You know, I don't like the ocean, so the Navy's out for me.
See you later. But do you know what flies over the ocean, Jess?
The Air Force.
And what happens if a plane gets bad times? You know where you're going? Then who are you going to need? The Navy.
Yeah. Mm. I think I would probably go the Air Force. I'd be into that.
That's like the one where that's the smartest people join the Air Force.
A few years ago, I did look into becoming one of those air traffic controllers.
That is just not the national service. Like, Avalon Airport, and you've got two glow sticks Yeah, all right, you fly to the Gold Coast. This way. Woo, woo, woo.
They were looking
disco.
They were looking for women in the control room that are like, oh, yeah, flight A473. Come in.
You just landed a piece of white paper. That's why you didn't get the job.
That's why I didn't get the job.
Kept that on the quiet. Thought you were going to leave me. Because I was thinking about it, and I definitely don't think I'd do Army. Army Reserve's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Air Force, probably no. Navy for me.
You reckon the Navy?
Jump in a sub. I've been in a submarine before.
You don't think you'd get claustrophobic?
Nah, if I had FIFA in my Xbox there, I think I'd be sweet with it.
I think the Navy do play a lot of FIFA. So
no, Mr. Abbott, that's what I wanted to get to eventually. No, because conscription is not what we want to be doing, forcing people to join the defence service. And yeah, I guess for some people that might work, but I think making it compulsory, bad idea.
Also, a bit rich. Did Tony Abbott ever serve in the military?
Oh, not with those ears. He would have shut off on day one.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Every Wednesday we take turns taking on a challenge in the celebrity world, because celebrities are well known for a reason, Jess. Singers, politicians, in movies, TikTok, you know.
Big celebrities.
That's why we like to do this.
K-Rock. Tim and Jess. OMG. It's a 60-second celebrity.
Yes, Tim, you have 60 seconds to guess the celebrity that I've been thinking about this week.
Yeah.
Someone that's been in the news, someone that we may have talked about on the show or might not have.
Oh, well, that makes it tough. Look, it is definitely something that I recently have struggled at.
Yes.
My celebrity knowledge, or maybe I'm just overthinking it.
It only goes so far, your celebrity knowledge.
And
I
last
feel like
week,
you don't care as
you
much.
You had Jay-Z's and Beyonce's daughter. Again, I stand by.
Do you remember her name?
No. I stand by that 9 out of 10 average Australians, if you said name their daughter, you wouldn't be able to name her.
Her name is Blue, and she is the world's most famous baby. But that's not who I'm thinking of this week. Tim, I need you to take your headphones off. I'm going to tell everyone else who I'm thinking of. Okay, Tim's got his ears blocked. We are looking for Matthew Perry this week. Matthew Perry of Friends. Okay, Timmy, let's go back. Okay. Putting his headphones on. You've got 60 seconds. You can only ask yes or no questions, and you've only got 3 guesses.
All right.
Go for it.
Am I a man?
Yes.
Good. am I an actor?
Yes.
Mostly known for acting?
Yes.
Am I American?
Yes.
More known for television?
Yes.
Comedian style?
Yes.
More thriller?
No.
More action?
No.
Am I in the Marvel Universe?
No.
Wow, so I'm not Chris Evans. Well, it's not a guess, but anyway.
Okay.
Yep. 30 seconds. Steve Carell?
No. Ask more questions,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, that's fair. Do I also do music?
No.
Do I host a show?
No.
So I'm not one of the Jimmys or the Jameses. 15 seconds. Oh, hot dag wood dog. I need more clues. Am I married?
No. Think of people I would like, Tim. You've got less than 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, guess.
Alec Baldwin.
No. Alec Baldwin.
I don't know. He's on SNL a lot.
We were looking for Matthew Perry.
Is it 1999?
No.
Are we playing 1999? No.
But he's been really big in the news the last week because he released a memoir about his life, and people have been dissecting this thing left and right, all the things that he said about his former co-stars of Friends. He feels people are saying that he might be a little bit entitled with the way that he's writing this memoir. I, for one, really want to read it now because I think it's going to give a very big insight into who is Matthew Perry.
I definitely agree that they're not making the news. you know what? Next week I might do Jesus Christ if we're going to go former celebrities from yesteryear. You know, 2022 years ago, but hey, it falls within the radar.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
This weather that we've been seeing the last couple of days, 29 today. I know it's going to cool off later in the week and there's another chance of showers. Yesterday was the most bizarre day of weather, in, at least in town, that I've seen in a while.
Today's been pretty nice.
But I saw something this weekend and I've seen it a fair bit. And maybe it's because of where I grew up, where I've lived the last couple of years, but I've been fascinated and it's been great to see there's been a couple of guys walking around with skirts on.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I'm going, okay, fantastic. And because of this weather, like, well, I guess you would wear a skirt or a dress in minus two degrees.
I very rarely wear pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just a skirt dress kind of gal.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
That's good to finally. I was just, after 6 years of knowing you, I thought, you know what? I think I'm at the point where I can ask you if you don't like wearing pants.
Yeah.
But I don't know why, but my brain's doing this thing where I go, man, it'd be nice to wear a skirt. Like, I really dislike
a skirt.
Yeah, I know. I really dislike wearing jeans. I find it really hard to find a pair of jeans that fits me properly, wear it without it either being too baggy and it's everywhere, or too tight and it hurts around my hips.
I'm going to say something right now. It's going to sound weird, but stick with me. Remember that time you wore one of my dresses?
For Halloween, I dressed up as you.
Yes.
It was a great day. I did enjoy that day, but I think...
Did you like the dress or was it too short? Do you like... Are you thinking like a long skirt or are you thinking a short skirt kind of situation?
I wear quite short shorts every day. Would you say they're mid-thigh shorts I wear?
I'd say, yeah.
Like not footy shorts, but not running shorts.
Yeah.
Somewhere in between. And I don't know why, because I go, I've spoken to you off air about how I'm fascinated by the fact that kilts never made its way over on the ships and it became a mainstay here in Australia in these hot conditions. I thought maybe, I don't know why, but something in my brain goes whenever I think about, you know what, it's 2022, if you want to wear a skirt, just wear a skirt. I go, all right, I'll wear a skirt in. And then I get really insecure of what people would think when I would wear a skirt in public.
I feel like you'd have questions. Initially, because you've never worn a skirt in front of people before.
Do you think, because I'm not a massive fan of anyone looking at me full stop ever, is it more of a that thing than actually what I would be wearing? Because even, like, you've asked me to wear, like, fluoro, like, morph suits. And I said, no, I don't want people looking at me. I don't want to do that, Jesse. So maybe it's maybe it's not the actual skirt.
It's the initial thing. Like, initially people would be like, Tim, are you wearing a skirt? You'd be like, yeah. And they'd be like, sweet, play on.
When we moved here, I really had a chance to set the tone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, that's just, oh, yeah, that
Tim
new
just
guy.
Wears skirts.
Just wears skirts.
Yeah.
So I've missed my window.
You have missed your window by about 3 weeks.
Do I have to quit and start, you know, just working in town, doing something else? Just I'll become a tradie because their rego's getting paid for now by Dan Andrews pays for it.
Just wear a skirt on site. Start working skorts into your wardrobe first.
Skorts.
Have you seen a skort?
No.
So it's a pair of shorts that has like a flap over the front. So it's a skirt, but it's also shorts.
Right. Like a tennis shorty thing.
Yeah. So I reckon maybe graduate from shorts to skorts and then move on to skirts.
All right. Because I'm thinking like a nice little black number.
Yeah.
Like just in between the knee and
tell you
the
what,
hips.
I'll whip out the sewing machine. I'll make you something.
Make me a skirt.
Do you want me to make it?
That's the nicest thing you've ever
asked me to do. Something sewing
flippy? Yeah, I don't want it to be too flowy.
You know, like you see a straight pencil skirt.
Like, you know how I wear what I call my going out shorts? And if you're listening right now and you're a guy, you do have a pair of going out shorts. Think of that fabric and the tightness of it, but it's still loose enough for me to be like, oh, I'll kick around a soccer ball with my mates in a lunch break if I've got time.
Sure.
Yeah. We need to change the insecurity of this because I'm feeling super insecure and I don't know why. Maybe it's like a feminine, like a toxic masculinity thing.
I think it is.
Damn it.
I think we need to quash it and just whip on a skirt. I'll whip something up for you.
That is the nicest thing you've ever done. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Get a skirt on.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.